Chapter 70. The first day of faculty was something for which district administrators prepared for weeks. Ron and Connie had worked hard to make sure that every teacher's supply order was in that teacher's home classroom. He let Connie do the figuring and counting while he did the physical labor of carrying to the classroom and stacking them on the teacher's desk. Sometimes heavy cartons of books were involved, and Ron smiled when he thought about building his terraced gardens. All those stones, and now this was easy. He felt strong and like he could just keep going. Connie was impressed. She thought that he might be the type to just jump in and get his hands dirty, but this was even a little better than that. Ron sent Connie over to his other office, air-conditioned offices in the other school. He sat down in his windowless office, which had been Artie Riffle's way of punishing Sandy for not being more receptive to his advances. Audie's problem was that now she outranked him. They were no longer equals in either of their minds. Ron turned on the fan that blew the hot air around, slipped off his shoes, drank some of the bottled water that Connie had brought to him. She was pretty sure that if he sweat any more, he might dehydrate and collapse. He sat in front of the fan, hoping it would dry his shirt. Darlene Lerner appeared in his doorway. Ron had partially cleaned out this office and turned the desk so that it faced the wall and he could talk to visitors without a desk in between them. Darlene was a petite blonde with perfectly straight hair and a Maybelline complexion. She was a third-year English teacher who had been both confident and successful. Sandy had spoken glowingly about Darlene and her sense of organization. She looked at Ron with an expression of disapproval as he sat there shoeless and sweating and gulping water. He sure was no Sandy Hums. "I like the way you redid the office," she said. "Thank you," said Ron. "Not exactly the portrait of administrative cool at the moment, am I?" Darlene smiled and said, "It's very warm today. I just stopped in to get a look at my classroom and put some things in place, but my door is locked. Do you have a key?" "Sure," said Ron. He got up and grabbed the ring of keys from his desk and started toward the hall in his socks. Ron liked the way the cool of the halls felt on his stocking feet. Darlene thought he looked ridiculous. When he opened the door, the wave of deeper heat seemed to be like a cooking oven greeted them. Ron smiled at her. "Few minutes in there, and you'll be as hot and sweaty as I am." Darlene wasn't sure what he meant by that. Was he saying that he wanted her to be hot and sweaty? He did know that she was married, didn't he? "Thank you," said Darlene. "If you need any help, just let me know," said Ron. Darlene wondered what he meant by that. What kind of help was he offering? She set about arranging her desk. When Ron got back to his office, he felt like he had a second wind. He began delivering more teachers their supplies and book orders. These trips caused him to pass by Darlene's open door a few times. Each time she heard his cart squeaking as it approached and wondered if he was intentionally passing by her classroom this many times. When Ron finally completed all of the Hill's supply orders, he stuck his head back into her classroom and said, "I'm going to be taking off. Is there anything I could do for you before I go back over to the other building?" "No, Dr. Tuck. I'm fine. Thank you." She started back to her desk. Ron stepped into her room. I know that we don't know each other very well, but please try to call me Ron if you can. I will, said Darlene, uncomfortably.